Short on time? We've got you covered. Welcome to the 5-Minute Torah, where you can digest big thoughts on the weekly Torah portion in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy this teaching, please share it with your family and friends. Parsha Yitro, Exodus 18:1 through 20:23. Heed the Messenger. This week's Parsha is one of the most pivotal in terms of human history. In this Parsha, the Creator of the universe reveals himself in a manner previously unknown to mankind. It is the pinnacle of the Exodus and the very reason he delivered his people from Egypt. Hashem delivered the children of Israel from bondage of Pharaoh in order to bring them to this moment. It was on Mount Sinai that the Lord called Moses and commissioned him to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt. And now, it was from Sinai that God would reveal himself and his divine will to his people. His voice would be heard for the first time by an entire people. And for the first time, he would call an entire people to himself as a nation that would be set apart from all other nations on the face of the earth. But in order for all this to happen, Hashem had to set the stage to allow his people to hear his voice and accept the offer. The specific thing he had to do for this to happen was to get the Israelites to trust in his messenger, his Shaliach. Therefore, the Lord did great and mighty works through the hand of Moses so that they would fully realize he was indeed sent by Hashem. Exodus 14:31 reads, Israel saw the great power that the Lord used against the Egyptians. So the people feared the Lord, and they believed in the Lord and in his servant Moses. As the Israelites encamped at the base of Mount Sinai, the mountain was surrounded by various displays of the divine presence. Why? Because the Lord needed to remind the people to trust in his Shaliach. He explained this to Moses. Behold, I am coming to you in a thick cloud that the people may hear when I speak with them and may also believe in you forever. That's Exodus 19:9. Believe in Moses forever? But isn't it Yeshua that was supposed to be the one we believe in forever? In his parable of Lazarus and the rich man in Luke 16, Yeshua demonstrates that belief in Moses is not optional, but foundational. In the parable, both Lazarus and a rich man die and enter the realm of the dead. Abraham attends to the needs of Lazarus while the rich man suffers torment. As the rich man is suffering, he begs Abraham to send Lazarus back from the dead to call his brothers to repentance. Abraham responds by telling him, "They have Moses and the prophets. Let them hear them." Immediately, the rich man objects, saying, "No, Father Abraham, but if someone goes to them from the dead, they will repent." Abraham's response is striking. If they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be convinced if someone should rise from the dead. Why was faith in Moses so critical for the children of Israel fleeing Egypt? Because he was the one sent to guide them to their destination and facilitate God's covenant with them. Why has faith in Moses been so critical for the children of Israel since the Exodus? Because he points them back to that covenant God made with them, reminding them of their responsibility to remain faithful to their Redeemer. Sometimes, however, we forget that our faith in Yeshua should also serve the same purpose. Yeshua's job was to point us back to his Father and his Father's covenant. Each self-disclosure of Hashem required that humanity might believe in his Shaliach, but not for the sake of believing in him alone. They were to trust in his Shaliach so that ultimately they might see beyond the messenger to the one whom the messenger represents, and then hear his voice fresh and anew. Yeshua desired that the world believe in him so that they could ultimately hear the voice of his Father and be united for his purposes. John 17:20-21 reads like this. that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they may also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. Once we believe in the messenger, we can hear his message. The message of Moses was, I am giving you a covenant with the creator of the universe. Cling to its details, loving God and others through the details of this covenant, and you will live. Yeshua's message was, repent. Turn back to the covenant of your forefathers, because if you do, the messianic kingdom will come upon you. We must do more than believe in the messenger. We must hear his voice and be obedient to his message as well. Are you enjoying the 5-Minute Torah podcast? Want to share these 5 minutes of Torah with others? Please help spread the word by liking, sharing, and reviewing this podcast. You can also grab the printed version of Volume 1 or Volume 2 from Amazon. Perfect as a gift or for your Shabbat table. 5-Minute Torah. We've got you covered.